This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. Since my oldest son currently has off from work Sundays and Wednesdays, it gives me very little time to get out and to do something together with him. I decided to take off a few hours Wednesday morning to float a portion of the Edisto River. We let in above I-95 to float down to Canady's. It was a good morning with good temperatures. We saw one boat the whole entire time. They told us that we were the only people that they had seen in the 2 days that they had been on the river. The current of the river was just right. The birds were singing and the dragonflies lit on the side of the boat. The turtles sat lazily on the limbs that rose up out of the water. When we got close, one by one, they would fall off with a splash. From time to time, we would see a heron fishing alongside the shore. That reminded me that I should have brought my own fishing rod, but this morning we were only out for a quiet ride down the river. After we arrived at Canady's, we unloaded and got into the car to retrieve my truck and trailer upstream. When we arrived, we immediately noticed that my back window had been smashed and my battery charger slash compressor had been stolen. That was disappointing, but I gave the matter to the Lord and the insurance company, and I went on with life. As I looked at the hundreds of pieces of glass and the concrete block that graced the back of my vehicle, I thought about the destructive nature of sin. Once a window is shattered, it can never be made whole again. If I were to painstakingly spend weeks and months gluing all the pieces back together again, it still would not look like new. Once sin shatters a life, that life can never be put back together the way it was. Sin always leaves a mark. When David committed adultery with Bathsheba, it changed everything for him. Uriah was dead, and the child that Bathsheba would bear would die as well. Even though David later married Bathsheba, for the rest of his life, every time that he would look at her, it would remind him of his own sins and shortcomings. His sins affected his servants as well, since they knew the grievous nature of his trespasses. Likewise, it affected his family for generations to come. God, speaking to David through Nathan the prophet, said, "Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife." 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 10. Even though God forgave David for his sins, the consequences for those sins were lasting. So likewise with us, we must be very careful not to throw around sin. When we sin, it will affect us somehow, in some way in our lives. James plotted out the devastating nature of sin when he said, "But each one is tempted whenever he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, whenever it is full grown, brings forth death." James chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. When our desire goes unchecked, we cross over the line into sin, and sin brings death. David died spiritually whenever he committed adultery with Bathsheba and killed Uriah. The person who smashed my window and stole my compressor died spiritually that day, and it brings me no joy to say so. Paul, writing to the Christians in Corinth, said, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. This is the consequences of sin. Sin bars people from entering into heaven. Yet, thankfully, all hope is not lost. As I am writing this article, I am waiting for a call from the glass repair shop. It is my hope that within a few days, the glass will be repaired or replaced, and it will look just as new as it was to begin with. It's not the first time that I've had a window repaired. In our spiritual lives, the repair man is Jesus. Only He can forgive us of our sins and make us whole again. The consequences of our poor decisions may not go away, but we can still have a new life in Christ because of the power of His blood. We can have a new life in Him by repenting of our sins, Luke chapter 13, verse 3 and verse 5. We can have a new life in Him by confessing Him as our Lord and Savior, Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, and by being baptized, meaning that we are immersed in water for the remission of our sins, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and also Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Just as I had to contact the insurance company to get a new glass, and they graciously did so, I have to contact the Lord through these means to receive His gracious forgiveness. Sin can shatter our lives, for sure, but the blood of Jesus Christ can make it whole again. If you would like to know more about God's plan for our salvation, why not contact or write my friends at the Ulaga Church of Christ, and they will be glad to send you some free material. That's all I have for now. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do His will. And I will see you next time on The Christian Gentleman.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. You can find us not only on Facebook, but you can also can find us on Tumblr. You can also find us on the Twitter alternative known as Telegram, and on the Facebook alternative known as MeWe. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.